We are learning Maseches Sedarim Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amud. Just let us repeat over the Gemara before. We had in the Mishnah that if you say I'm gonna not drink wine at Arag Hashamim, or at the Loch is the Chalikas in the Mishnah Arag Hashamim, what it means. Even if you say Achiyu Hashamim also, which means until we finish the Gesham, also always means to the beginning of the Gesham, because since the Gesham does not have the Hamshacha, the amount of time it takes, the length of time it takes, is not clear. Therefore, the halacha is always go to the beginning of it. But the machlokes, the Tanakhama of Shimon ben Gamliel, if it's until it actually starts raining, or until it reaches the Zman of rain. And which rain we're talking about? The Revi'ah Shnia, the second rain. So Tanakhama says, until it actually starts raining. Shimon ben Gamliel says, until Yigiyah Zmana. And Rav Zeira says the Homach Leikis is only by Adak Hashamim. Ava Omar HaGeshem Azman Geshamim Kamar. That even the Tanakhama agrees when you say Adak Geshem, it's only to Azman Geshem. Because the truth is, since it doesn't have a starting time, it's not Kavoy either. So you probably don't put yourself into a suffix when the rain's going to start. You have no idea when the rain's going to start. Therefore, it means Azman of the rain. Mashenkin, if you say Adak Geshamim, which you added on something, so there the Machleikis wrote the Tanakhama says, look, the guy's trying to say when it actually starts raining and not when it's about to rain. But that Rosh Hashanah argues, that's what Rabzeri puts down the Machlekes. Machlekes is Ba'arak Shom, we added on something, Ba'arak Geshem, everyone will agree, that's Ma'arak Geshem. Meisvet and Asya Kasha. This is a Tesefta and a Shigla Mishnah in Tainus also. Meisvet, Ezeu Zmano Shel Revia. What is the Zman of the rain? So HaBechira, the first rain is Begimel, on the third day of Cheshvan. Beninis, the second one, Beshiva, on the seventh day of Cheshvan. Afeila, the last rain is Be'esim V'shloisha, on the 23rd day of Cheshvan. So that's the three rains. Divrei Rameya, some Girsa has Beshiva also, but yeah, Divrei Rameya. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Beshiva, the first one's the seventh day, Beshiva also on the 17th day, Be'esim V'shloisha on the 23rd day. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Beshiva also, the 17th day of Cheshvan is the first rain, Be'esim V'shloisha, the 23rd day is the second one. Uvechayish Kislev is the third rain. So those are three shittas in the Mishnah. We know the chidim which are mitmid chamim don't start fasting until the third rain, the third time comes and didn't rain yet. So it's like according to the first two shittas, the Tanakhama depends on the gear, so it could be by the 17th day of Cheshvan you're fasting already. According to Rehuda's 23rd day. According to Rabbi Yaisi, it's only Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And Bishlam Revi Rishayna, this all, we're going to get to the Kasha soon. Just this all on that to Sefta. What's in a Geya to know the three Revi'ahs? Bishlam Revi Rishayna, we have to know, why the Shal, when do you start saying the same Talamot to Levracha? So it's a three of Machlaikas when you start saying, either on the third day of Cheshvan, or on the seventh day of Cheshvan, or on the 17th day of Cheshvan. Okay, that we understand why we need to know Revi Rishayna. Shlishis, we have to know this Anas, when to start fasting. El Shnia, Lamai. What's in a Geya to know Revi Rishayna? V'amar Abzeira, Lenoida. It's a Geya for someone who makes a Neda. When we learned Tainus, we learned this, we didn't know what that means, but now we know what it means. Lenoidar means, when someone makes a Neda, Arag Shomim, it means Revi Rishayna. So you have to know what Revi Rishayna is, and that's three way Machlekes when Revi Rishayna is. V'amina Allah, when we say on that, Keman Oz Lahadatanya, who is this Brisa going according to? The Brisa says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Geshom Shiyerdu Shiva Yom Zechazev, it rains for 7 days straight, at the Moin Abraham Revia Rishoyna Vashnia. You count the first Revia and the second Revia. That's the account, because since it rained 7 days straight, it rained on the Shnia also. So who's that like Rav Yasi? Why is that Rav Yasi? Because you look at the Zmanim, the first Madiyama, the difference between the Revi'ah Rishon and Revi'ah Shnia is only 4 days, Gimel and Shiva. Rabbi Yehuda says Shiva and Shiva says 10 days, so it doesn't reach either. Here it says rain 7 days straight. So the only one it stems with is like Rabbi Yehuda. It says the 17th to the 23rd. There it's 7 days. If you include both days, it's 7 days. So it must be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Add kind of discussion in Masechtas Tainus. That basically we have here a braisa that says, Shimon Gamliel says, if it rains 7 days straight, you chap to run the Revi'ah Rishayna and Shnia. And remember, Shnia is the guy we need there. So add kind, and that's going according to Rabbi Yaisi, because Rabbi Yaisi is 7 days apart. What's Pshat in this braisa? So Pshat in this braisa is, the Ryan says, if Shimon Gamliel is tying to the Rabbanon, I hold that the rain doesn't have to start. It's a Giazman automatic, yes, when the Nedda ends. We say, Koin Miai in our Revi'ah Shnia. But even if you holds that the rain has to actually start, you'll agree to me that if it rains straight from the Rishayna to the Shnia, that it reached the time of Shnia with the rain actually raining. That's what he's tining. That's what he's trying to say. Rain 7 days straight is the kind of shnia. Why? Because the shnia is the din of neder, and he's telling the rabbanon, even you hold, you need rain. This is called needing rain. And the Gemara thought that the stam cases when he said ad hageshem, and the kasha is, but ad hageshem, everyone agrees it's enough zman. You don't need actual rain. That's the Gemara's kasha. A lot of tahir shavapah. The Gemara's kasha is that the stomach is ad hageshem, and we just finished saying that ad hageshem l'kuli alma moedas zman, not rain mamish. We said ad hageshem, you don't add a word geshamim. It's kuli alma ad hazman. So what's in a game when it starts raining? So the rain straight from this day to this day. It's called rain. You don't need rain. All you need is zman if you say ad hageshem. So what's that? Rishon Mil tying Lefir Rabbanon something? Rabbanon agreed by Ad Hageshem that it goes with Zman. So Mara answers, "Who don't Ad Hageshamim?" Echanami, that price told when we said Ad Hageshamim, and that's the answer to the kasha. So upon him, what we just learned so far is that Rab Zera said that the Machlekes is Ad Hageshamim, but Ad Hageshem everyone agrees Ad Zman. They don't need actual rain, and they brought a kasha from a place that we thought was from Ad Hageshem, and there it sounds like you have to have rain. Lefir Rabbanon lock upon him. Mara says, "No, to Ad Hageshamim there." Now, there's another pshat in the Ran over here. It's actually another pshat in the Ran, a different pshat in Rav Zera. The Ran brings down, it's really Tosfos whole goes with this pshat also, that Rav Zera, a whole different pshat, that Avada, they argue, Rabbanon and Rav Shmuel argue by both Geshem and Geshamim, they both argue if you actually rain or it's enough, there's Zman. What Rav Zera is saying is that the whole machlokes, which means the whole idea that we're talking about the revere shnia is only if you say ara geshamim. But if you say ara geshem, then it goes with revere rishayna. That's what the Gemara means. On Rav Zera, machlekes of ara geshamim. The shiloh revere shnia and there's a machlekes there is only by geshamim. But ara geshem, everyone agrees, it's the first revere rishayna, or it's the first revere. And that the Gemara is a kasha of the same brisa said here, it's mashma, you need a shnia, and the stam case is ara geshem. And for the Gemara, it's ara geshamim. That's the second pshat in the Gemara. It's a different pshat, but it's the same idea of the Seder Gemara. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Koinim yayin shani toyim l'shana. Or the Rand Girsa is Hashana maybe, that you said that you're not going to drink wine for this year. This year you're not going to drink wine. This Abra Hashana, if that year became an Ibiyah, also Bavi Bura. You're also in the whole year, including the Iber. For example, you're on Rosh Hashanah saying, this year I ain't drinking wine. So halacha is, you go to next Rosh Hashanah, even though it's 13 months this year, because you said this year, and the Iber is included into it. Ad Rosh Adar, if you say, I'm not going to drink wine until the Rosh Chodesh Adar, Ad Rosh Adar Rishon. And it goes to Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. It's two Adars this year. You go, what's Adar Rishon? That means, Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Ad Soif Adar, if you say till the end of Adar, Ad Soif Adar Rishon, because you're going to the Soif Adar Rishon. Now there is another girsa here, Ad Soif Adar Sheni, which would mean that girsa holds that when you have 2 months, it's like one long Adar. So the beginning of Adar is Adar Rishon, and the end of Adar is Adar Sheni. Akaponim, that's the two girsas here, but we say Ad Rish Adar means beginning Adar Rishon. Ad Soif means either Soif Adar Rishon or until the end of the second Adar. Now, the Ran here has a whole discussion in the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah says, if I say I'm going to ask it this year, so the halacha is, v'sabra shana also ba v'ibura. But the Ran brings up the Rashba that says that if you say shana achas, you say stam, I am going to ask myself for a year. Then the chayish ibra is not bechlal. It's not bechlal because that's not a regular year. And he says more than that, he says, this is a different svar. He says, since if I say I'm not going to drink wine for 1 year, Zok the Rashba, I can activate that neder anytime I want. I don't have to do it right now. I said I'm not going to drink wine for a year. I don't know when the year's going to be. So since I can activate it next year won't be Ibiyar. So a karchok the shana achas does not mean a year with the Ibiyar, with the extra month. That's what the Rashba says. If I say shana achas, I mean stam a year, and I can activate it anytime I want. That's the way the Rashba learns. It brings a raya from a Gemara and Erechin. But the Ran, what? No, he's saying still. No, he's saying, you see, that's obviously not the neder. Because even if you activate this year, you said Shana Akash, 1 year. 1 year means a regular year. It means a regular year. What?
What day you said?
You're
saying
Rosh Chodesh
Shana.
Right.
Actually, it should be the next Shana, no matter
what. No, so
he said,
that's only if you say Hashana. That's the Rav. Only if you say Hashana this year. If you say Shana Akash, since I don't have to start it today on Rosh Hashanah, I can start it anytime I want. So that's a right. I'm just saying a year. I'm not going to drink wine for a year. Maisa, the Ran argues. And the Ran holds, anytime you're standing in the Ibayar, Even now Rosh Hashanah, he says. And you say Shana Achas, you count 13 months. That's what he says. Anytime you stand, you count 13 months. I in the Ran, how he answers the Rayas. The problem with the Ran is that the Shtikal Stira to the Ran, Daf Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, I in the Rishash, over there, they asked this question already. Balak upon him, top of Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, the first Ran, not like that, the Ran says Samach Aleph Amad Aleph, he says, the Idin of Kashana Achas, Le Mitzah Bi Burel, which they must have heard this. The Ran says, Daf Samach Aleph. Here he says, not like that, it's a Stira in the Ran. But come, the Ran holds that always be standing in Ibrahim, you say Shana Achas, you keep 13 months. So that is our Mishnah. So our first part of Mishnah was about the Sabra Shana, which the Gemara is not going to talk about. And then the second part of Mishnah was Ad Reish Adar, which means Adar Rishon, and the Seif Adar is a Shana on the Gersis. So the Gemara. Alma, we see from here, Stama da Adar, the Ka'amar Rishonu. Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Because you say Ad Reish Adar, you mean Reish Adar Rishon. So Leima Mastisim Rabbi Yehudi. Sounds like our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tayyum to the Braisa. So now the Braisa that Machlek is what Stam Adar. Now you just know when it comes to the Mitzvah Hayoyim of Purim, everyone agrees it's Adar Sheni, Lamaisa. But here, the Shaila is what's called Stam Adar when you write Shtaris and Gittin, those type of things. And comes also Negeah for the Neder, for Loshim Ne'adam. Leima Mastisim Rabbi Yehudi, Tayyum to the Braisa, Adar Rishoin, Kaisiv, Adar Harishoin. If you're standing by Adar Rishon, you want to write something about Adar Rishon, you write in the star Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, Kosev Adar Stam. If you're talking about Adar Sheni, write Stam Adar, Dibra Meir. May hold Stam Adar, Adar Sheni. Ruda Imer, Adar Rishon, Kosev Stam. Adar Sheni, Kosev Tinin. The second Adar, you write Adar Sheni. So the Mechlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rameya. Obviously, our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, because our Mishnah says, if you say Arish Adar, you didn't specify, you just said Arish Adar. The loch is, that Arish Adar Rishon. And Seif Adar means Seif Adar Rishon, or then it's good, or Seif Adar Sheni, because it's considered one long month. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that Seif Adar means the end of Adar Sheni, if you like Gersa. So our Gemara sounds like Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah sounds like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda holds Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. On my Abaya, no. I feel a tamer Rameyer. I could tell you that it's going according to Rameyer. Holds Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. So why here, if you say, I'm not going to drink wine until Adar, you're also only until Adar Rishon. Filter Rameya, Hod Yoda the Ma'abra Shasa, Hod Lo Yoda. The case of our Mishnah was they did not know about the Ibriya. So there, if you said Adresh Adar, you mean till the first Adar, that's next to Shvat. You mean that Adar. And therefore, even for Rameya, holds regular Adar is Adar Sheni, but he didn't know about it. So he say Adresh Adar, you meant till right after Shvat. So that's what he meant there. And if you know about it, then Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. Very simple terrors. The Rishash points out that if our Mishnah is talking about they didn't know, so what's the case of the Reisha then? Koinim Yayin Shani Toyim L'Shana. It says it's Avra Shana Asa Bayibura. L'Chari, you didn't know about this. You didn't know about this. This Ibrayah. That's the Rash Shash Kasha. L'Chari, you don't know about the Ibrayah. L'Chari, the Mishnah one you don't know about. So why then? But it's Avra Shana. Zokta Rishash Valkoch Reisha Gagel Yoda. Umayishna, that's around the Rosh Hashanah Kasha. And nearly the Mishum da Hashana, Hashana in Lamashmaz Acheres, Kiyim at Tishrei Haba. He says, when you say Hashana, I mean this year. This year means till next Rosh Hashanah. That's why even if you know about it, don't know about it, it's not actually talking about the Iber, the Adar. If it's Iber, you includes it. Mashenkin, over here, by the case we said Adar, so if you don't know about Adar Sheni, you obviously mean Adar Rishon. So that's the Teretz of Abaya Piramei. Zok Tegmar of Atanya, I bring a raya to this pshat, or Tanya v'lechusha, which means it's a raya to the pshat. V'atayon to the brisa, ad roish chedesh adar. If you say ad roish adar rishon, my son of a beres ad roish adar sheni. Freit the Gemara, it says the first case ad roish adar rishon. We're talking about ibyo or not ibyo. So we're talking about ibyo because you don't say ad rishon then. So he's ad roish adar rishon. Then it says my son of a beres ad roish adar rishon. Wait, mechlad the rish lam a beres skinon? Of course, talking about a beres. What else is the gay ad rishon? Shmamino, how the pshita lay the ma'abra shasa lo yoda. If he knows the ma'abra shasa, then it's Adar Sheni. But if he does not know, then it's Rishayish Adar Rishon. So that's the pshat Abaye says lefi Rameyer. Now the only problem is if you learn fi Rameyer that it's Adar Rishon. So what does it mean at Seif Adar? What is that Seif Adar? So we're saying there's a girsa at Seif Adar Sheni. But the Pella is, straight to Ran, if you don't know about Adar Sheni, so how can you say it means Adar Sheni? Look how you don't know about it. That's the Ran S. The Ran is very clear, close to the Linya Halacha on the right side, right before the water's lines. It says the Idich Nischa, the Gesim is not safe Ada Atzef Ada Sheni Kashav Einai Kivnu Kminin Lusis Blo Yoda the Mo Brashasa My Mitzah Atzef Ada Sheni, and he blives share with that Kasha. The Ran blives share with this Kasha. Emphit the Carbon Nasanel that the Teretz is Pashit that when he says Atzef Ada he means till right before his Chayes Nisan. Right before his Chayes Nisan. So then, even if it's Ibrayar, he means right before his Chayes Nisan. So here, it took an extra month to get there. So then, even if you don't know about it, it's still farm because he meant till right before Nisan. And that's what it means, even if you're a mayor, you could tie it even by Lo Yada, that means Seif Ad Hashem. So bottom line is, if you're writing a Pirush in this Mishnayis, how you can learn Pshat in the Seif of the Mishnah, it says, when you say Ad Stam Adar means Adar Rishon, either going to Rabbi Huda, which is Stam Adar is Adar Rishon, or even if you're a mayor, which is Stam Adar, Adar Sheni, here talking on a case, we didn't know about it yet. Since you didn't know about it yet, therefore it is, since you didn't know about it yet, so it's Chal Gabi Adar Rishon, even though Stam Adar is Adar Sheni.